two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
With the second pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Zach Wilson, quarterback, BYU.
All right, folks, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. That's right, that is real. That has happened. Zach Wilson, number two pick to the New York Jets. And as I watched that, Alex,
yeah,
man, I was excited for the guy. I really was.
He
just
looked awesome in that suit.
Cool,
look, here's the thing, too. So I'll tell you
the
something.
The moment did not look bigger than Zach Wilson. He didn't look intimidated. He didn't look
nervous.
That's
right. He did the thing just, where he goes over. Yeah, he riles it up with the weird Jets fans. And I mean weird. he goes over there and starts – because that's a tough crowd. I mean, you can hear in there, before they even start announcing the name, you can hear the boos. Boos are just happening. And then so you get a mixed reaction when you hear Zach. It doesn't matter. Listen, Zach Wilson knows because they've talked to him about it. Look, kid, and I think he's been really well prepared. Like you said, he goes –
I'll tell you what he's not prepared for.
What is it?
I will tell you, Alex.
The mean fans?
Because
those guys,
yes,
he went right over to him.
What's going to happen to him is he's going to get booed. I'm just telling you.
Doesn't
be a
matter
time,
when, yeah.
And it'll be like, ooh, ooh. Because Zach Wilson's life, he didn't get booed at Corner Canyon. He did not get booed at BYU. And certainly didn't last year. I mean, he didn't get booed by anyone because there were no fans. But the first time, it's not the away crowd. That's fine. That's what that is. But I'm just telling you, when the hometown folks – start saying, yeah, you better get it together, buddy. And you're like, you don't understand. There's so much more going on here. Why are you booing me? This is, and they go, we don't care. We just want to win. And you're the quarterback. You figure it out, and you make us win. Otherwise, we're going to boo you.
Okay, so here's what we have so far. We're still in the top 10 of the picks in the first round here. Number one, of course, was Trevor Lawrence. I'm going to come back to that one. Zach Wilson to the Jets. Oh, by the way, Trevor Lawrence to the Jags. The Jets get Zach Wilson pick two. The 49ers get Trey Lance pick three. The Falcons got Kyle Pitts, a tight end from Florida. Pretty interesting they didn't end up taking a quarterback there. Makes you wonder that if they wouldn't have taken Trey Lance to the 49ers, if Atlanta was going to pick him up maybe. The Bengals got Ja'Marr Chase, who was the number one wide receiver out there in the draft. The Dolphins get Jaylen Waddle, another wide receiver out of Alabama. Penei Sewell, as Scott mentioned, a product of Pineview High School down there in St. George, went to Oregon. He's the number 7 overall pick. Could you imagine two kids from Utah at 2 and 7 in the first round of the NFL draft? It's pretty cool. And then J.C. Horn, a cornerback out of South Carolina, goes to the Carolina Panthers. The Broncos are on the clock now, and I'm interested to see what a team like the Broncos are going to do because they've shaken things up a little bit at the quarterback position with Bridgewater coming into Denver, and I think that a lot of fans are probably at least feeling a little bit better about that. I want to go back to the first pick of the draft, though. I want to go back to Trevor Lawrence. We haven't said a thing about him. We've been focusing on Zach Wilson so much. Let me ask you, Scott, what you think about what a trajectory for a guy going to the Jacksonville Jaguars, a relative – like, not just a – it's a franchise that there certainly is already a lot less pressure than New York, mostly just because – Nobody thinks of Jacksonville, but now you've got the number one overall and one of the highest touted quarterbacks we've seen coming out of college, and then Urban Meyer, one of the highest touted coaches in the history of college football. What are your anticipations on the horizon for the Jacksonville Jaguars? Is this kind of whole situation a bust, or does it really have the possibility to take off?
Oh, no. I love Trevor Lawrence, and I always have, and he's just got that traditional NFL arm, and it's not just his arm. It's his ability to move around, and he's a guy, like, he's gonna move. He's gonna get bigger because he kind of lost a little bit of weight, but he'll be at the right weight and structure to handle the NFL. But he's a complete player. He's succeeded at every single level that he's been in, and I think the best thing that Trevor Lawrence has going for him is Urban Meyer, and Urban Meyer is a great coach. And Urban Meyer is going to figure out how to do it at the NFL. He's just wired that way. He's just focused. He's driven. This is the challenge of his lifetime, you know. And Urban, that's what Urban needs. Urban needs to be challenged. He's not a guy that's going to, you know, he's not Lavelle Edwards. He's not going to sit at BYU forever. He's a guy that needs to move around. And he said something about Trevor. He said, "Look, I'm not playing the guy." He goes, I'm not. He mentioned Alex Smith and how Alex just got beat up his rookie year, and he just said, "I'm not going to put a guy through that." And I don't know that I agree with that. I really don't. I think you should play a guy early on. But Urban's, he's come out and said that, you know, he's gonna treat him with kid gloves, and he's not going to put him out in a situation where he's not ready to handle it.
Yeah, and I wonder if like in a situation like this where you're the number one overall pick. First of all, I was watching this thing live on my phone, and I'm watching it and I'm going, why on earth are they taking every second of the 10 allotted minutes? And I was like, oh, this is brilliant, because all they do is talk about you and your team in the primest of prime time on the NFL draft. Take every second that you can, get your pick in, make it be late. As long as they're talking about you, showing you know, B-roll of Urban Meyer and of Trevor Lawrence, they're talking about your team that never gets talked about. And this could be one of you know, a great chance for PR for you to be able to walk up there and say, "Hey, we've been talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars and this first pick for as long as we can remember since the end of the football season." And I thought it was the best way to do it. And every team now at some point goes, look, we're going to take advantage of this spotlight. But I thought it was a brilliant move by the Jacksonville Jaguars to go, we're just going to keep you wondering about it up until the very last second.
Yeah, the NFL does that.
You think they're the ones who because they want to keep the ratings up and get everybody tuned in?
Why the NFL is successful is because they create superstar players. They create interest in people you want to watch. If you noticed, all that was talked about was Trevor Lawrence, the Jacksonville Jaguars. So it was this whole thing about, you know, promoting a player, and he's the next generation. He's the new face, the new star of the NFL. And so they're looking, how can we, because the highest audience participation is going to be early on in the draft. Let's watch it early on, because, you know, rounds 2 and 3. The diehards, you know, look at, but not early. Everyone's looking in early on, and so this is it's just a program orchestrated by the NFL. Everyone, it's like they could have announced it. The commissioner could have said, "Welcome to the draft. Jacksonville's drafted Trevor Lawrence."
I right. mean,
but that doesn't build, and so it's an NFL thing. They
might have had the pick in, and then they just said, "Hey, we're going to sit on it until the very last second here." Yeah. We're going to make everybody watch the clock tick down all the way to be able to see what happens with this team. All right.
What I find interesting about all of it is why he didn't go to the draft. Why Trevor Lawrence didn't go to the draft.
You know,
because that's kind of one of those things you just do.
Yeah, I wondered the same thing. And maybe it was there could be a lot of factors in there. They showed him at his house with his family and everything. And I thought the same exact thing. I'm going, this is your one time. Do you think it's that fake humility thing, Scott, that you good quarterbacks got really good at when you're in the thing where you go, "Oh no, I didn't want to take all the attention away. You know, I just wanted to just say I'm ready to go to work, coach. I'm ready to go to work." I can't stand that stuff. The fake humility you guys do is as bad as the just have the giant ego. Everybody knows you're a quarterback, just have it. Come on.
Yeah. To answer your question, I really don't. I doubt it is. It's probably COVID related. Who knows? Or, you know, maybe he's recovering. But as you were talking, I was thinking about going to work, right? So this is all exciting. Zach Wilson, they're in New York. I'm sure they're going to have a ball. They're going to have a good time. They're going to celebrate. And they should. I mean, it's an amazing time. Then he's going to be like, yeah, but when do I actually get, like, my contract signed?
So, like,
And that'll be a wait. And then it'll be, okay, when do I get to actually play in a game?
When do I show up to New York? Yeah, when do I do all these things? Yeah.
And I'm just telling you, the first time he runs onto the field and he gets in that huddle and he walks to the line of scrimmage in an NFL game, oh, my goodness. That, I'm just telling you, it is the most surreal thing in the world. It's something I don't know that you consciously actually remember.
How does that work, by the way, with the – Do you walk up to Roger Goodell and
nervous.
Go, hey, Roger, thanks so much. You shake his hand. You go, that's my wiring. That's my bank wiring information right there. I don't know if
you don't get paid until after you sign a contract.
I know. That's what I'm
and
like,
it's
hey.
Better. It's better now because they have it slotted. So these guys, but in the past, everyone waited for that first.
Yeah.
And it took some guys, you know, a lot of guys didn't sign. And that's the worst thing as a rookie, to not sign and hold out. Oh, my goodness. It's just, you want to get going so bad.
We're going to take the break here. And when we come back, the Cowboys, by the way, at the number 10 pick on the clock, about to make their pick. We'll have that update. Plus, Bill Riley, voice of the Utes, going to join us. A rare moment for the Utes not to have a lot of names in the draft, like zero. And that's okay with Utah fans right now, considering where their team's at and considering where a lot of these guys could end up. We'll talk to Bill about the possibility of these guys right now, this team, and where they could end up if the sky's the limit for them. Stay right here with us. More to go. It's KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.